Oklahoma County officials plan to ask voters to approve more funding for a new jail. Leaders in Norman are working out a plan to use opioid settlement funds. And winter weather may make traveling tomorrow treacherous. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma County officials say the cost of building a new jail has increased far beyond the original price tag of $260 million. Voters approved that original cost back in 2022, but construction delays and soil contamination issues have pushed the project behind schedule. Now, new estimates published in the Oklahoma newspaper place the total price for the new jail at about $835 million. That leaves the county roughly $635 million short. County commissioners say they are working on a plan to ask voters this spring to approve a new sales tax to finish the project. Governor Kevin Stitt is sending more than 100 Oklahoma National Guard members to help beef up security in Washington, D.C. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the deployment comes after last week's violent and fatal attack on two West Virginia National Guard members.
Stitt and leaders of the Oklahoma National Guard have agreed to send around 160 state troops to help secure Washington, D.C. The deployment will last about 90 days as part of the D.C. Safe and Beautiful Task Force, which President Trump launched in a March executive order. It's unclear how much it will cost, though state National Guard officials told nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice the federal government is picking up the tab. Still, while officials say the deployment of state troops at the president's will is voluntary, the move is at odds with the argument Stitt made in October. At that time, he opposed his Texas counterpart, Governor Greg Abbott, sending the National Guard to Chicago at Trump's whim. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Norman City Council discussed the use of opioid settlement funds during a study session Tuesday. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports these funds may be used to purchase Narcan and create three new job positions.
The city anticipates receiving $248,000 per year through 2038 to help combat the opioid crisis. The city also has $830,000 of unallocated money that will go toward the settlement fund. The funds will be used for projects designed to address things like treatment, recovery, and prevention. Proposed projects include $20,000 worth of additional Narcan and $50,000 for drug treatment for Norman residents housed in the Cleveland County Detention Center. The presentation also suggested the city create three new positions: an outreach coordinator, a community resiliency manager, and a social work intern. Ward 4 Councilmember Helen Grant says these new positions are needed in Norman because business owners want a mental health-focused response.
Like, somebody comes into their business and they're kind of flipping out, and they can tell it's mental health. They've asked for mental health. They're like, we really don't want the police to come on this one because we don't think they can actually do anything about this.
Council is expected to vote whether to approve the new positions in early 2026. I'm Audrey McClure.
Crews were out treating roads today to prepare for wintry precipitation expected tonight. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports the morning commute tomorrow could be impacted.
The National Weather Service forecast calls for a wintry mix behind a cold front that arrives tonight into Thursday morning. Snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle may continue through the day tomorrow. While the amounts appear to be light, as we saw earlier this week, it doesn't take much to impact travel. Light icing will be possible on elevated surfaces. Bridges and overpasses are the first to become slick. Officials urge drivers to slow down, allow extra time, and watch for patches of black ice. On Monday, Oklahoma Highway Patrol responded to more than 300 accidents due to the icy conditions. I'm Nick Daniels.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.